One week from today, NASA launches the Roman Space Telescope from Kennedy Space Center, and I want to give this mission the context it deserves because it's easy to glance past it. The Roman Telescope cost $3 billion to build and carries a camera with a field of view 100 times wider than Hubble's. But critically, it matches Hubble's image resolution. Think about what that means. You get 100 panoramas at Hubble quality in the time it took Hubble to take one. The primary scientific missions are studying dark energy, the mysterious force accelerating the universe's expansion, and directly imaging exoplanets, meaning potentially taking actual pictures of other planets rather than inferring their presence from light curves.
The timing is interesting too. NASA has been in a complicated period: budget negotiations, workforce reductions, the post-Artemis restructuring, and Roman represents a project that survived multiple political cycles largely because its scientific case was so strong. Dark energy is one of the genuinely profound unknowns in physics. We know it exists because of how galaxies move relative to each other, but we have no satisfying explanation for what it actually is. Roman will survey hundreds of millions of galaxies over its 5-year primary mission, generating the largest astronomical dataset ever assembled, and the hope is that patterns in that data will start to constrain our theories of dark energy's nature.
China's postponement of its lunar water hunting mission is worth understanding in the context of the broader space competition. The mission was designed to confirm and map water ice deposits at the lunar South Pole, the same area NASA's Artemis program is targeting as a base camp for future moon operations. Water ice means oxygen for breathing and hydrogen for rocket fuel, which means the lunar South Pole is essentially a gas station for the rest of the solar system. China delaying its mission doesn't reduce the strategic importance of that location. It just means the race for the best landing sites may stay slightly more theoretical for a bit longer.
Musk's statement that SpaceX will wind down the Falcon rocket family once Starship achieves weekly flight cadence is a significant business signal buried inside what sounds like engineering news. Falcon 9 is the workhorse of the commercial launch industry, with an essentially unmatched reliability record. Moving entirely to Starship means moving to a vehicle that is far larger, far cheaper per kilogram to orbit, but still in its operational maturity phase. The wind down would eliminate the revenue stream from Falcon launches, betting that Starship contracts at higher volumes will more than compensate. For competitors like United Launch Alliance and Arianespace, a reliable weekly Starship flight cadence would be commercially devastating.
Now, the ocean temperature record. Friday's measurement of 21.1 degrees Celsius for global average sea surface temperature broke the previous record set in 2024, and the researchers documenting this aren't being dramatic when they call it alarming. Sea surface temperature is a foundational input to weather systems. Warmer oceans evaporate more water into the atmosphere, feeding stronger storms, intensifying rainfall patterns, and disrupting the temperature gradients that drive wind systems. The current El Niño is described as unprecedented in its intensity, compounding the baseline warming trend from carbon accumulation. A 21.1 degree global average doesn't sound extreme until you understand that the entire global ocean surface is averaging that, and that ocean heat content change at this scale takes centuries to reverse, even if emissions stop today.
The practical economic consequence is worth naming directly. Climate-linked weather events are now the largest source of insurance losses globally, ahead of all other categories combined. As ocean temperatures rise, the frequency and intensity of Category 4 and 5 hurricanes increases, coastal property insurance markets become insolvent in affected regions, and agricultural yield variability grows in ways that directly affect food prices. The ocean temperature record Friday isn't an abstract environmental data point, it's a pricing input for every market that touches physical risk.